Ron Tuat Productions proudly presents The Heart of the Master, Part 3. S. And this is, being interpreted, the Great White Brotherhood. Below was written, "With us 2,000 years is as one day." Then my instructor showed me that the Brotherhood send forth one of their fellows every 2,000 years, bringing one word to serve mankind as a new formula of magic, that it may take one further step on the long road that leadeth to perfection. Also, twice in that period, that is, at intervals of a little more than 3 and a little less than 7 centuries, they send a fellow to maintain or to restore the virtue of the word then current. And on the unfurled portion of the chart, I read the names of certain of these brethren, and the words as one was uttered after the other, but some I could not read, because the characters were strange. These, F-U-H-S-I, Fu-Hussi? After a great space, with few names and those illegible, Lao Tzu, Gautama, Zerdusht, Pythagoras, Dionysus, Osiris. These were sent forth at the same time, and Dionysus under several diverse forms, to enlighten 6 great civilizations, about to be drawn together by the opening up of communications over the planet by the expansion of the Roman power. After these, there stood almost alone the name Apollon. But above that extract, the whole width of the chart, the word E-I-O. Then came a blackness over the whole map, for at one time the Brotherhood had been nigh utterly destroyed by a great sorcery of the Black Lodge, and the darkening of all counsel, and the confusion of all truth. I saw only one glimmer bare legible, Plotinus. And at the end of the darkness, amid many names which I could not read, Jacobus Burgundus Molensis, for his name was in letters of fire. Did not the order of the temple prepare the Renaissance by fusing mysteries of the East and West? Then there burst out on a sudden a whiteness on the chart, as if the stain had been expunged, albeit not wholly by the sweep of steel. And this word writ in curving characters, scimitar sharp, Mohammed. Next was a name so blurred, Sir Edward Kelly, with one writ in cipher. And in the center of all, within the emblem of a ruby rose of 5 petals upon a golden cross, was engraved Christian Rosenkreutz, for so were the brethren discreet to conceal his true name. After who came 3 names, great and terrible, that I write not in this place. Lastly appeared this newly writ hieroglyph of the lion, and the name of that brother was hidden from me. Then was I shewn the mystery of the words, how in the first period of recorded history, men thought that life came from woman alone, and worked by the formula of Isis, worshipping nature chaste and kindly, not understanding death or the arcanum of love. So, when the time was ripe, appeared the brethren of the formula of Osiris, whose word is E-I-O, so that men worshipped man, thinking him subject to death and his victory-dependent resurrection. Even so conceived they of the sun, as slain and reborn with every day and every year. Now this great formula being fulfilled and turned into abomination, the lion came forth to proclaim the Aeon of Horus, the crowned and conquering child, who dieth not, nor is reborn, but goeth radiant ever upon his way. Even so goeth the sun, for as it is now known that night is but the shadow of the earth, so death is but the shadow of the body that veileth his light from its bearer. Of this prophet, the word is Thelema. Many and marvelous are the mysteries of this word and of the numeration thereof. Nor may I declare them, save this the simplest, for the sake of little children. Love is the law, love under will. The chart was suddenly furled close, and mine instructor bade me turn, for there had come into that place a maiden like a golden rose, with curling locks, and her breasts were a bright ivory, and her gait the gait of a young lioness. Upon her brows flamed a star sapphire, and on her cheek was a stark scar, a circle deep and splendid, in whose hands was a writing, and smiling she put it into mine. Now I knew not by what name to thank her for this courtesy, which understanding she told me, my name is the Star of the North, and this was the proclamation to man. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law, my term of office upon the earth being come in the year of the foundation of the Theosophical Society. I took upon myself, in my turn, the sin of the whole world, that the prophecies might be fulfilled, so that mankind may take the next step from the magical formula of Osiris to that of Horus. And mine hour being now upon me, I proclaim my law, the word of the Libra de Jovis. The law is the Lima, given in the midst of the Mediterranean Sea, Anno Domini XX, Sol in 3 degrees, by me, To Megatherion, Logos, Ionos, Talema. Having read these words with deep attention 11 times, I besought mine instructor, for the maiden had returned to her master, that he would clear those things which were dark to me and my weak understanding. In the light of the chart of the work of the Brotherhood, I said, the will of the Master and his word are made plain, but of his hour I know not, and I tremble before the darkness of this mystery of sin. Of his hour, answered my teacher, it is easy to speak. The work of our sister, Helena Petrona Blavatsky, was inaugurated at the very season of the birth on earth of our brother the Master, whose word is the Lima, whose name is yet hidden under the form of a lion. For it was most needful to prepare his way, that he might proclaim his law in every land that is upon the surface of the earth. And this work has been done by the society, founded to that end by our sister. Yet even so, behold, full 50 years have passed, and only now is the hour of power come upon our brother, the lion, to utter his word with full efficiency to the whole earth. Now he was silent, and my spirit was sore troubled. My face darkened, for I approached the mystery of sin. But the countenance of my teacher was glad, and his years fell from him like a mask, and his voice thrilled with the rapture of release. The mystery of sin. The word of sin is restriction. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. Such were the words of a certain square tablet of brass, which lay upon the hexagonal table, beneath the extended forefinger of mine instructor. And because he saw that their sense was partially hidden from me, he called to my memory 2 other writings from a compilation of certain Jews of old. All have sinned, all come short of the glory of God, and this, the thought of foolishness is sin. Now did I understand that all men live in sin, being balked of their true will, that is, of the free function of their essential nature. This restriction cometh much from their ignorance of what their true will is, and much from external hindrance, but most of all from the interference of ill-controlled parts of their own instruments, the body and mind. For freedom is not found of looseness and lack of governance, but in the right ruling of each individual of a common weal, so as to assume his own well-being no less than that of the whole. And this effect is to be won by perfect organization, under the eye of an intelligence, adequate to comprehend the general and the particular need together. The way of perfection is thus twofold. First, the true will must be consciously grasped by the mind, and this work is akin to that called the attainment and knowledge conversation of the Holy Guardian Angel. Second, as it is written, thou hast no right but to do thy will. Each particle of energy which the instrument is able to develop must be directed to doing of that will. And this is one fierce lion in the way, that until the second task be already far advanced, the confusion of the instrument is such that it is wholly incapable to accomplish the first. Then said my guide, it is well. Learn this also, a great mystery and wonderful, that all conflict between the parts of the universe springs from this error and none other. For in our infinite space, which is nothing but our boundless range of possibilities, there is no need that anyone should push his fellow aside, as there is room in heaven for every star to pass upon its way unchallenged, so also with those stars of earth, which go masked as men and women. Know therefore that this law of Thelema, do what thou wilt, is the first law ever given to man, which is a true law for all men in every place and time. All earlier laws have been partial, according to the faith of the hearer, or the customs of a people, or the philosophy of their sages. Nor is there need, with this law of Thelema, of threats or promises, for the law fulfilleth itself, so that one reward is freedom for him that doeth his will, and the one punishment is restriction for him that goeth astray. Teach thou therefore this law to all men, for in so far as they follow it, they cease to hinder thee by false random motion, and thou dost well to thyself in doing well to them. And he most hindereth himself who hindereth others from their path, or who constraineth them to some motion improper to their nature. Note also that this many men, feeling themselves the bitterness of restriction, seek to relieve their own pain by imposing a like burden upon their fellows, as if it were a cripple who should seek ease by mutilating the bearers of his carriage. Also, to deny the law of Thelema is a restriction in oneself. Affirming conflict in the universe is necessary. It is a blasphemy against the self, assuming that the will is not necessary, and therefore a noble part of the whole. In a word, he who accepts not the law of Thelema is divided against himself. That is, he is insane, and the upshot shall be the ruin of the unity of his Godhead. Yet, hearken again, the opposition of two movements is not always evidence of conflict or error, for two opposite points upon the rim of a wheel move one north, the other south, yet are they harmonious parts of the same system? And the rowlock which resisteth the oar hindereth not, but abideth the true will of that oar. So then, self-control is nowise the enemy of freedom, but that which maketh it possible. And he who would deliver a muscle from its bondage to its bone by severing it rendereth that muscle impotent. Moreover, hear this word, as a muscle in vain, except it be rightly ordered, so also is thy work to be made easy by uniting thyself to the work of the Master, even Therion, whose true will it is to bring each man works to its perfection. To this end hath he proclaimed his law, so also to that end, which is also thine, do thou add thy little strength to his great might, as it is written. And blessing and worship to the prophet of the lovely star, thou therefore go on in my strength, saith the Lord of the Aeon, and ye shall not turn back for any. While he thus spoke, I felt constantly in myself a cleansing of heart, and my stature was increased because of the straightening of my nature. And as I thought thus, mine instructor perceived it, smiled upon me, saying, In truth, O Khalid Khan, O child of the dawn of the Aeon, thou hast divined aright and profited in thy being by the law of Thelema. For the law is a just law. It demandeth not the crooked knee of slavery and the bowed head of shame. Nay, shouldest thou speak even to the God of gods, stand thou erect, that thou mayest be one with him by love, and he most surely willeth. With that word, the walls of the little chamber in the temple upon the mountaintop fell suddenly away from me, and I found myself alone in a desert place, strange and remote. And of that which befell me, there may now I not speak, for there is a beauty which hath no filter ornament than silence. Oz, Liber 77, The Law of the Strong, This is Our Law and the Joy of the Word. AL 2:21, Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. AL 1:40, Thou hast no right but to do thy will. Do that, and no other shall say nay. AL 1:42-43, Every man and woman is a star. AL 1:3, There is no God but man. Man has the right to live by his own law, to live in the way that he wills to do, to work as he will, to play as he will, to rest as he will, to die when and how he will. Man has the right to eat what he will, to drink what he will, to dwell where he will, to move as he will upon the face of the earth. Man has the right to think what he will, to speak what he will, to write what he will, to draw, paint, carve, edge, mold, build as he will, to dress as he will. Man has the right to love as he will. Take your fill and will of love as ye will, when, where, and with whom ye will. AL 1:51. Man has the right to kill those who would thwart these white rights. The slaves shall serve. AL 2:58. Love is the law, love under will.